What's good? What's good, everybody? It's your boy Sway Max Senior talking about UFC 259 today. Huge, huge, huge card. Three title fights. Not a lot of time, so let's get right to it. Again, yeah, we do have 15 fights this week. First fight of the night is going to be Mario Bautista going up against Trevin Jones. Good fight here. Good curtain jerker fight of the night. Good curtain jerker to start the fight card. You got Mario Bautista at 9,100 on DraftKings. He's the favorite here at minus 240. Trevin Jones coming back at 7,100 on DraftKings. Trevin Jones is a big puncher. He's got gas issues, though. So if this goes past the first round, first 7 minutes of the fight, he's probably going to struggle here. But he's going to be the stronger of the two, the more physical of the two. Bautista, though, really should really be able to style on him technically everywhere. I do like him to get this done here. I'm not going to take the usual shots that I do on the curtain jerker here because of his price at 9,100. I'll have my shares, but I'm not sure that I want him to take up a chunk of my money at the beginning of this card, especially if he doesn't go over, say, 100 and 110 or something like that, because I think we need to reevaluate the 100-point mark being kind of that staple, because it seems like the scoring-wise, you can get a lot of points now pretty much with any victory, so... But Bautista's going to be my pick here. I do like Trevin Jones as far as a hedge pun play. Euros Medic going up against Alon Cruz. This is going to be a lightweight fight, 8,900 for Medic. Cruz is coming back at 7,300. I actually really like Euros Medic to get this done here. Really good form, powerful. I honestly think he's probably going to get a finish here. This is a minus 240 inside the distance prop. Medic is currently the minus 185 favorite. I think we get a discount on him, honestly, because he is below that 9K mark. I'll have a bit of him. Next up, we have Amanda Lemos going up against Lavinius Souza. This is going to be a good fight, strawweight fight, 8,700 for Lemos. She is the favorite at minus 240, probably a decent cash play. Souza coming back at 7,500. Don't really like her as a dog here. I don't like this fight in particular too much for DraftKings. I do think if Lemos is able to kind of just overpower her, get her to the ground, do that kind of thing, it's possible she can put up a decent score here. But this is one I'm going to try to get away with avoiding. But I think it's going to be a great fight. Next up, we have Sean Brady going up against Jake Matthews. Good, good fight here. Two really good prospects, both in really good form, both coming off of, I want to say, back-to-back wins for both. Let me just double-check on Sean Brady here. Yeah, Sean Brady hasn't lost in the UFC, been putting up really big scores. One thing that I want to tell you about Sean Brady at 9,300, he is currently the favorite at minus 225. He's probably going to put up a high score even in a decision. We're probably looking at 90 to 100 previous scoring change. So given the scoring change in his output, his pace, his volume, 9,300 for Sean Brady, he can definitely pay that off. So I do like him, not enough to be one of my favorite plays because of the price tag, but I do like Sean Brady. I do like Sean Brady a lot. On the flip side, Jake Matthews, if he is going to get this done, it's probably going to be by KO. So I'll have maybe some hedge ownership of him. That's probably going to be about it at 6,900. Next up, one of my favorite plays is going to be Carlos Olberg going up against one of my favorite values in Kennedy and Njeku. 7,200 for Kennedy. Coming back, Carlos Olberg is 9K even. Really, really good fight here. This one is a minus 190 inside the distance prop. Olberg is currently minus 250 to win. And I do think he's going to be able to get this done. Probably, I don't know if we, that finish line is pretty tough. I don't know if we see a finish here, but it's possible. If it's going to be finished, it's going to be by Carlos Olberg. However, we haven't seen Kennedy and Njoku in about a year and a half. So it's tough to see what we're going to get from him. If he's picked up his pace a little bit, gotten a little bit more aggressive, fine tuned some of his skills, I think we could see a really, really good fight in a close fight here. And that's why I like Kennedy is one of my favorite values, because I think this is possibly going to go three rounds. If it does, Kennedy Njoku is going to pay off that salary regardless. But if it doesn't go three rounds, it's because Carlos Olberg is who we think he is, and he's probably going to stop him, or he's going to super style on him. So for that reason, I'll have a little bit of Carlos Olberg. This is a fight to target, though, because of the reasons I just mentioned. So I will have a little bit of Kennedy Njoku as well. Next up, we have Tim Elliott going up against Jordan Espinoza, flyweight fight. This is that 8K, 8,200 fight, pretty much where both guys are priced about the same. Right now, Tim Elliott is currently favored as far as the latest Vegas odds. I think that's a line flip as far as earlier is concerned. I actually like Jordan Espinoza here. Like him on a betting ticket. Like him in this fight as well as far as 8K is concerned. probably one of your better values, because I do think he's going to be able to get this done. However, if Tim Elliott does win this fight, I can guarantee you he's going to put up a high score. Even in the decision, I think we can see 100 points from him in a decision. So for that reason, I'll have a bit of both of these guys. Probably looking at about 30% of each one of these guys. I honestly might lean a little bit heavier on Elliott, just because I think as far as ownership is concerned, I think a lot of people are going to be on Espinosa. And so as far as GPPs are concerned, I'll probably want to be just a little bit under the field on him, just to see if we can get that advantage. But both are honestly in good spots. Kai Kara France going up against Rodrigo Vantorian. Great, great fight here. Flyweights. Kai Kara France is 8,500 on DraftKings. Vantorian is 7,700 on DraftKings. I think we get a discount on both of these guys. Now, I honestly think Vantorian is probably going to be able to win this fight. And for that reason, he's actually one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite top plays. I'm not going to be hammering him or anything like that, because I'm not sure he finishes this fight. I just think he's going to be the better fighter out there after three rounds is concerned. And for that reason, also with the win, given the new scoring system again, I think he's going to put up a pretty decent score here. If we just look at his wins, he's got 107, he's got 66. In that decision, he had 66 points. You can probably tack on another 20 to 25 because of the change. So I like him here. I like him here, especially at 7,700. Kai Kara France, I'm just not super impressed with this guy. But if he does win this fight, I would say it's probably going to be by some type of knockout, probably a counter punch or something like that. But we haven't seen that he has that power yet either. So really, I'm giving the lean to Rodrigo Vantorian here. Next up, we have Askar Askarov going up against Joseph Benavidez. This is going to be one of my favorite fighters here as far as Askarov is concerned. Seen a lot of Joey B lately, and not to disrespect the man, but man, he got knocked out basically three times by Deiveson Figueiredo. And then, yes, he beat Formiga back in 2019, but that's been basically 2 years removed from now. And coming off the two back-to-back L's, championship L's, takes a lot of energy off of you. You're coming back against one of the top flyweights in the division again. And I just think this is a fight here where we're going to take advantage of Askarov and his price. I think if he wins here, he's probably going to win by finish. He's also going to be he's like the -136 favorite here. So yeah, I actually really like him. I think we'll get him at somewhat lower ownership. I'm not even really looking at Joey B as far as hedge ownership is concerned. I'm just not really liking what I'll see. He goes out there and gets it done, I'll eat my words. But yeah, I'm just not liking what I see from him right now. All right, moving and grooving here. Next up, we have Song Yadong going up against Kyler Phillips. Bantamweight fight, 8,800 for Song Yadong. Kyler Phillips is 7,400. We have a bantamweight fight here. Kyler Phillips is going to be your underdog. Song Yadong currently sitting at the -165 mark as far as Vegas is concerned. This is one I'm not going to have too much of on DraftKings. I do think this is going to be a great fight. I think if Kyler Phillips wins, he's probably going to be somewhat optimal, because he'll probably have to knock out Song Yadong, which I don't think he's going to do. Or he's going to have to put some type of stellar pace on him that Song just can't handle, and he'll probably have to quit later on in the rounds. We'll see what kind of gas tank Kyler has, because I think that's going to be what does it for him after he can withstand that first, that first spark, that initial first round from Song Yadong. We'll see if he can kind of start catching his pace, start catching his range, that kind of thing, start, getting the timing down. Otherwise, I think Song Yadong is going to get this done. And at 8,800, while I will be limited, that is a good price tag, because if we can get over 100 in him in a victory, he's going to be optimal at that price. Next up, we have Dominic Cruz going up against Casey Kinney. Both of these guys are 8,100, pretty much the same price. We do have currently Casey Kinney favored to win this fight at -127, so basically a pick 'em. Look, Dominic Cruz, everybody, maybe not everybody, but, in his last two fights, he's lost to Cody Garbrandt and then he lost to Cejudo, both championship caliber fighters. Is Casey Kinney a championship caliber fighter? I don't know. I don't think so. And this is going to be his toughest test as to yet. He's going to have to put Dominic Cruz out. I think it's a possibility that he can, however. Cruz has been knocked down and knocked out several times in his last couple fights. He's got bad energy with Keith Peterson. Hopefully he's not reffing that fight. But I just think kind of odds are a little bit against Dominic Cruz here. If not, he would be the favorite. He would be more expensive. So for that reason, I'm going to lean Casey Kinney in this matchup. I think if he wins, it's probably going to be by knockout or by some kind of fantastic fashion as far as him scoring a lot of points. On the flip side, though, I think Dominic Cruz will get at lower ownership because of the things that I just said, the recency bias. So this is going to be a fight that I'm going to kind of slightly target. I'll probably have about 20-25% of Casey Kinney. I'll probably have about 15-20% of Dominic Cruz, and then I'll move on from there. All right, Alexander Rakic next up is going up against Thiago Santos. That's going to be one of our fights to target, 7,600 for Santos. Rakic is coming in at 8,600, light heavyweight fight. Rakic is currently the favorite at minus 167. And yeah, I mean, Rakic really should be able to get this fight to the ground if he wants to. He's going to be able to stand and bang if he wants to. This is going to be a quick breakdown because the only way Thiago Santos is going to win this fight is by KO. He's got to knock him out, and if he knocks him out at 7,600, he's going to be optimal. So I'll probably have about 25% of Thiago Santos, probably going to have about 40-45% of Alexander Rakic, because I do think, like I said, he can kind of take this fight wherever he wants to, on the ground. I think he's got enough on the feet to kind of do it as well. Really, really like it here, especially like the price tag at 8,600. Moving along, we have Drew Dober going up against Islam Makhachev. Another good fight here. Islam Makhachev is going to be one of my favorite plays of the night, 9,400. Not too much to get into more than that. You can maybe play some hedge ownerships in Dober if you wanted to, but minus 465 favorite for Makhachev. I'll take that and move on. All right, as we start our title fights, we got Peter Yan going up against Aljamain Sterling. This is going to be for the bantamweight title. Aljamain Sterling, 7,800. Peter Yan, 8,400. Peter Yan is currently the favorite here. Look, this is going to be another great fight to go along with all the fights that we've had already. Aljamain is actually going to be, as far as the dog for the championships fights, he's going to be my favorite fight to target. I think that's why this fight is so close. I do think he can get it done. I think he's going to be able to get Peter Yan down to the mat, probably choke him out, punch him out, or keep him there for five rounds, if we're just being honest. Peter Yan is a really good fighter, but I'm not seeing any like super advantage he has over Aljamain Sterling anywhere. So this is more of a 50-50 fight to me. So for that reason, I'll side with Aljamain Sterling because of pricing. I'll probably have a bit of him. At the same time, I'll probably have about 20-25% of Peter Yan as well. But this is the one of the title fights that I'll avoid as far as DraftKings is concerned, going heavy. Amanda Nunes versus Megan Anderson. Amanda Nunes, the GOAT, man, the lioness. Not much more else I can say. I'm going to hammer her as much as humanly possible without kind of giving away too much of my lineups as far as money is concerned, because she is going to hamper lineups, especially if you try to get her in there with some of the favorites and some of the stuff that we've been talking about. So you're definitely going to have to look towards a punt play, maybe two or something like that, or you're going to have to kind of jam in all the value to be able to fit her. But I just think she gets it done here. I think she's going to be way too much for Megan Anderson. The size, all that stuff that people are talking about Megan Anderson. The only way she wins this fight is some type of fluke KO, a fluke straight jab, some crap, a toe to the eye, like, you know what I'm saying? Something like that is going to be the only way she wins this fight. I'll take Amanda Nunes 10 out of 10 times, and that's how we're going to do it. In the main event, we have Israel Adesanya going up against Jan Błachowicz. Wow, what a fight we have here. Israel Adesanya is he's a rare breed, man, as far as fighters are concerned. He can move up to light heavyweight, maybe heavyweight, dude, if he really wanted to. He can move all the way down to middleweight. You know, he's kind of one of those rangy guys. At the same time, he's going to be the bigger fighter here. Not necessarily as far as weight is concerned, but he's going to have the reach advantage, I believe. And he's also going to have just the height advantage. So I honestly like him to get this done here. He is going to be the favorite here. But that doesn't really matter as far as this main event is concerned, because this is an all-in fight. All-in meaning you're going to pick one of the other in GPPs and let it go. I'm going to lean with Adesanya. Normally I'm about a 70-30 because I'm that confident. I do think Jan is, that Polish power is real, man. And I think if he's going to be low owned, you know, lower than he should be. So it's probably going to be more of a 60-40 day for me. That's how we're going to do it. Hopefully you guys make some money. We're at 14 minutes. Plenty enough time for you to listen. Peace.